The stories of Mahabharata, retold by Sudipta Bhaumik. Welcome, dear friends, to another episode of The Stories of Mahabharata. In the last episode, we heard how Savitri brought back her husband Satyavan to life from the clutches of death. It was a pleasant day in the heavens. Indra, the lord of the gods, was enjoying an enchanting performance by the celestial Apsaras. As he watched the beautiful jewelry and costume of the dancers, he remembered of a promise he had made to his son, Arjun. When Arjun was visiting the heavens to collect divine weapons from Indra, he expressed his concern about Karna. Arjun said, "Karna's skills with his weapons don't bother me. What worries me is his body armor, the one he was born with. It is impenetrable to any weapon. My arrows would bounce off his chest like bamboo sticks." Indra knew Arjun's concern was a valid one. With his body armor and earring, it would be impossible to kill Karna. Indra looked at his son, smiled, and said, "Don't worry, Arjun. I promise you, I will strip off the armor from Karna's body before your exile ends." Indra remembered the Pandavas are now in their 12th year of exile. To keep his promise, he must act fast. He knew, if asked, Karna never refused a gift to anyone. For that, Karna has earned the reputation of a great giver. Indra decided to disguise himself as a Brahmin beggar and ask for his armor from Karna. The plan, however, didn't stay a secret. Karna's father, the sun god, came to know of Indra's plot. He appeared before Karna in his dream and said,
"Indra wants to steal your armor to help the Pandavas. He knows you would never refuse alms to a beggar. He plans to visit you as a Brahmin beggar and ask for your armor. Do not oblige him."
Karna asked, "Who are you? Why are you telling me this?"
"I am your father, the sun god. I am here to warn you. If you give Indra your armor, you will make yourself vulnerable to the Pandavas."
The world knows, if a poor Brahmin asks for something from me, even my life, I won't turn him down. I know, if I give away my armor, it would help the Pandavas. Still, if Indra begs for my armor, I will grant him his wish. The king of the gods may not care for his honor, but I do." The sun god tried his best to dissuade his son, but Karna was adamant. In his sleep, Karna said, "Lord, please do not worry for me. I have been trained by the great Parashuram and Drona, and I won't let it go in vain. Even if Arjun thinks himself to be as powerful as Kartavirya, I will defeat him." The sun god knew it was futile to try any further. He said,
"Well, then at least listen to this advice. In return for your armor, ask Indra to give you the deadliest infallible weapon that would destroy any target on whom it is aimed."
Karna agreed. the next day, at noon, Karna arrived at the bank of the river for his daily rituals. First, he would take his bath in the river, and then, standing in the cool waters, he would pray to his Lord. During this time, Brahmins from far and near would come to him to ask for help. Some would ask for money, some for land, some for cattle, and some for food. Karna would grant all their wishes and they would return happy, singing his praise. Karna stepped into the river and took 3 dips in the water. As he rose from the water and shook his head, water droplets ran down his chest. Karna wiped off the water from his chest. He felt the steel-like armor inside his skin. He remembered the dream and his father's warning. A faint smile surfaced on his lips. He closed his eyes and with folded palms, he prayed to Sun. After finishing his prayers, Karna waded through the water and walked towards the bank where the Brahmins would wait. Any other day, there would have been a long line of favor seekers. But that day, only one Brahmin stood waiting. Karna smiled and asked, "O Brahmin, tell me, what can I offer you?" The Brahmin, with an apprehensive look, said,
"They say you are the greatest giver. You grant any wish people ask of you. You won't let anybody go back empty-handed. Is it true?"
A tinge of pride flushed in Karna's eyes. But he controlled himself and said, "Yes, I took a vow not to turn back anyone who asks for something from me. Tell me, Brahmin, what do you want?" The Brahmin said,
"Karna, you are a great warrior and a great king. But what I want might be a tall order even for you. Think twice before you commit."
Karna felt insulted. He said, "There is nothing in the world that I cannot give you. Ask."
"If you insist, I will ask. Karna, I want the armor and the earring that you wear on your body since your birth. Cut them out and give them to me."
Karna right away knew the Brahmin was none other than Lord Indra. The sun god's warning was not a mere dream. Karna took a second to regain his composure, and in a calm voice he said, "Brahmin, I can give you money, jewelry, cattle, land, even my kingdom. But how can I give you my armor? They are part of my body and they make me invincible. Ask for anything else and I won't disappoint you."
"I told you to think twice before you commit. I want nothing else. If you can't give me what I asked for, I will go back. After all, Karna is not the great giver he claims to be."
The Brahmin turned back to walk away. "Stop, Lord Indra," said Karna. "You may shed off your disguise now. I knew who you were the moment you asked for my armor. I will give you what you want. But isn't it strange of you, the Lord of the Gods, to pray for a gift from a mere mortal like me? Rather, you should be granting me a boon. That is the appropriate thing to do." Indra smiled and said,
"The sun god must have warned you. I should have known better. All right, I will grant you a boon. Ask for anything except my thunderbolt."
Karna said, "I'll give you my armor and earring. In exchange, You give me a weapon guaranteed to destroy any enemy it is hurled upon. Indra thought for a while and said,
I can give you such a weapon, but it would kill only one person, and then the weapon would come back to me.
That should be enough. I desire to kill only one person, said Karna, the man whom I fear the most.
The man whom you want to kill is protected by the one whom the entire world worships as the Supreme Lord, Krishna. With Krishna's protection, your enemy is indestructible.
Karna's face became stern. He felt anger seething inside him. He clenched his fist and said, I don't care who protects him. You needn't care for that either. You give me the weapon that would kill the mightiest of the mighty enemy, and I will give you my armor. Indra said,
So be it. You give me your armor, and I'll give you the weapon.
Karna pulled out his knife and raised it to cut open his chest. But before the knife touched his skin, he stopped and said, Lord Indra, I will cut open my chest and give you my armor. I will cut off my earrings from my ear. But you must ensure that my body doesn't get deformed.
I assure you, there will be no trace in your body.
Karna plunged the knife inside his chest, and with a slow but firm move, he cut open the skin and pulled out the armor. Next, he held his left earring with one hand and cut it out with the other. He did the same for his right earring. Blood gushed out of his wound, but Karna didn't wince a single muscle. He picked up the armor and earrings and handed them to Indra. Here, take my armor, my earrings. As soon as Indra took the blood-soaked armor and earrings, Karna's wounds disappeared from his body as if nothing had happened. Indra raised his hand to the sky, and the deadly Ekagni weapon appeared in his arm. Indra gave the weapon to Karna and said,
Karna, here is the Ekagni weapon you asked for. Remember, you can use it only once. However, if you use it when you have other weapons at your disposal and your life is not in danger, the weapon would turn back on you and destroy you.
Karna picked up the weapon and said, Don't worry. I will use it only when all my other weapons have failed and I have no other option to defend myself. Indra took the armor and earrings with him and left. Karna walked to his chariot, gently placed the Ekagni weapon in his quiver, and said, Arjun, now you cannot escape me. Your father has handed me your death warrant. Enjoy the limited time you have on this earth. He mounted the chariot and sped towards Hastinapur to give Duryodhan the good news.
The Stories of Mahabharata is written, directed, and told by Sudipta Bhaumik. Audio engineering, original music, and sound design by Avi Ziv. Find us online at facebook.com/Mahabharata Podcast. Join the group for updates and news. Subscribe to the podcast using iTunes or any other podcast catcher. On Twitter, we are at Mahabharat Audio. The podcast is distributed under the Creative Commons non-commercial license.